The St. Joseph's Foundation of Elliott Lake is set to turn on the lights as part of its Tree of Lights fundraiser this Sunday. The Lights Campaign, a major fundraiser for the hospital, provides the community an opportunity to honor and commemorate loved ones. Last year, the Tree of Lights campaign raised $27,000 and helped the hospital in its replacement of 54 hospital beds. This year's fundraising goal is $25,000 to purchase much-needed intensive care unit and emergency unit equipment, according to Foundation Chair Deborah Dubois. The official honorees this year are Wendell Farquhar and Dan Dean. Farquhar moved to Elliott Lake in 1958 and attended Elliott Lake Secondary School. Around 1971, he left the family dairy business and ventured out on his own, creating a sand and gravel construction business, Wendell Farquhar Trucking, which he operated until his death in December last year. He was well known for hiring employees locally to allow local families to remain in Elliott Lake and area, and was a strong contributor to Elliott Lake. Dean was educated as a registered lab technologist and finished his career reading cytology smears for the Gamma Dynacare Laboratories. He was ordained as a deacon of the Diocese of Sault Ste. Marie in 2014 and served in this capacity at Our Lady of Fatima Parish and ministered to the spiritual needs at the hospital, St. Joseph's Manor, Huron Lodge and Hillside Park. He served two terms on the hospital board and served on the foundation until he became ill earlier this year. The tree lighting will take place December 4 at 7 p.m., adjacent to the entrance to the hospital, and will feature music by the student choirs from Fatima and Lourdes Schools, the Gents of Harmony. Refreshments will be served outside following the lighting. Donations made to the Tree of Lights is a way to honor lost loved ones or wish season's greetings and Merry Christmas to family and friends, Dubois said. Lights can be purchased for $10 each or $25 for three lights, and a tax-deductible receipt is available. Donations can also be made at the hospital, local banks, and online here.